It's Rosie on the House. We are your radio program. You join the conversation by dialing 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. We gather weekly to take your questions and provide answers. We rotate in experts frequently to cover a wide variety of products about your house, home, castle, or cabin in particular. Today, those expensive surfaces. What to do once installed. We've gone through a little bit of history of where they come from and how they're sold. We're going to go right into the calls now with Joe, who wants to talk about his home. Go ahead, Joe. Welcome to the program.
Good morning. I'm going to install laminate flooring over concrete, and I have a crack that's about 14 feet by an eighth of an inch. Does anything need to be done to that?
Yeah, there's a couple things you need to do, Joe. The first thing you need to do is get a hold of Action Termite and make sure you termite treat that crack, because as soon as you start putting delicious, delectable wood laminate flooring down, you've got what we call conditions highly conducive to termite infestation. So termite treat the crack, then absolutely fill it with a non-expanding grout. But the one thing I would like for you to do is get down on your hands and knees with a 4 or a 6 or an 8 foot long level or straight edge, span the crack, and try and determine how level the floor still is. At some point, if that crack has caused either side of the concrete floor to go off plane, we may have to do a little power chipping of that high ridge before we do anything, because you'll create a high point in the laminate floor that actually will telegraph through and it'll look horrible after about a year or two with any amount of traffic on it at all. So let's make sure the floor is still flat. Let's termite pre-treat that crack, and the way we do that is we drill on each side of the crack, 6 to 12 inches on either side, alternating. We saturate everything underneath that crack with Termidor, and then at that point, we seal it up with a non-expanding grout, and then at that point, you can do your laminate flooring underlayment and your floor, and you'll be in good shape. Thanks for the call, Joe. I've seen a lot of people ignore those concrete cracks, and they really, really regret it 3 or 4 or 5 years later down the road.
We'll move now to Brad in Surprise, who wants to talk about travertine. Go ahead, Brad.
Yeah, I was just calling. We purchased a house about 9 months ago, and it has a beautiful travertine shower in there, but I'm not sure what to clean it with. I know I've got to be really careful with what I use, and the only thing I've found is someone said online about using Dawn, and that just, to me, didn't seem like that would work all the way.
Well, let's see, Casey, you, in addition to granite and fabricated stone countertops, you'll do a number of flooring and tile installs as well.
Yeah, without speaking out of turn, I run all of the granite and marble side. My partner, Brian, runs Aztec Interiors, all of the tile side, so I don't want to misspeak, but I did come from a background of tile, and we do put surfaces, you know, travertine, barbecues, and whatnot. You know, anything that you do to the stone that's abrasive, you know, I like to tell people that the dust in the air can make anything like sandpaper. So if I have a dust all over the wall and I have a rag and I'm rubbing it, you're essentially sanding the walls. So clean surface. I would say, as far as taking off what calcium is what the question is.
At this point, I think he's just talking as a new homeowner with this travertine shower, how to maintain it and clean it. I mean, I don't know that if I'm moving in that house, the very first thing I don't do is clean it a little bit and then seal it, because I don't know when
absolutely.
The last time it was sealed.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the biggest thing that people don't understand is the sealing doesn't make the stone like stain proof.
Right.
It's stain resistant. So the travertine's a porous material. So if you got like a 511 impregnator from Home Depot, it impregnates into the stone, and the stone's porous. So
that's the actual product.
Yes. Yeah.
511 impregnator is what y'all like to use.
Yes. Yeah. It comes in like a 32-ounce bottle. It's a blue bottle at Home Depot. I think it's like $30. So I typically will put whatever I can into the porous stones that it will take. And it'll leave behind kind of a waxy film, but that's a good thing. That means it's taken all it's going to take. And then after that, you just kind of soap and water, you know, just easy scrubbing to get it off the excess waxy sealer that dries.
Okay, again, the name of the product you like?
I like 511 Impregnator.
511 Impregnator. So there you go. Hope that helps, Brad. I would certainly get that done as the new occupant of the house because you don't know what's on there prior to that.
Do you want to sneak Greg in from Santan? We'll at least get the question fielded. Go ahead, Greg, real quick, your question, and then we'll answer it after the news break.
Okay, sounds good. Thank you for taking my call. I've got granite countertops. I've had some people out to look at it. I want it resealed, and I also have one of the seams has settled a little bit. Is there anything that we can do about that?
Did you say it's separated?
It's set, one side is settled just a little bit, probably a 1/16 of an inch, but it's driving my wife crazy.
We'll ask him some more questions after this bottom of the news break. We can't hesitate for that.
On the break, Casey, just go get your granite countertop stretcher.
Yes.
Sounds like we need to stretch it out a little bit.
Every time.
Yeah. Greg, hang on. We'll finish answering your question right after this.
Pick up the Saturday edition of the Arizona Republic for Rosie's Home Improvement column, where we cover the most important topics that every homeowner needs to know.